Welcome into Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I'm Mike Wobshaw, joined by Ben Lieber. The Vikings defeat the Oakland Raiders 30-14, due in large part to a very key series of events at the end of the game. Ben is going to break it down for us using the big screen and some fancy telestration.
Break it down.
Start with your K-State buddy,
yes.
Terrence Newman,
yep.
Making a big play in the end zone.
Yeah, you know, this is just a zone coverage. You know, nothing fancy about it. It's more about what he does individually that makes the zone coverage work. So Terrence is up here at the top of the screen. And as we play this, you can just see right there. Let's slow this down. Watch his head swivel back and forth. He's reading the zone, good pedal, never completely turns his head away from the quarterback. And it's this whole time he's feeling the receiver, back to the quarterback, feeling the receiver, and it's all happening like this, right? And that puts him in good position as he kind of drifts back with them to understand what route he's going to get and when the quarterback throws the football. And as we see right here, he just makes a great play. I mean, high points the ball exactly how you're supposed to, you know, even tips it to himself. Even when we do the tip drill, it's usually tipping it to somebody else.
Right.
Tips it to himself, and then has the wherewithal at the end of the game. He understands the game situation just to take a knee. Don't try to take it out and fumble the football and all that stuff.
And that's tough to do, right? Because if you keep going a little bit here, advance the play, Harrison Smith wants to block for him.
I mean, yeah.
He's ready to go.
Well, he just wants to hit somebody.
Right.
Yeah. He's like, I know what the game situation is. I just want to go hit somebody.
Right. So Terrence Newman elects to not take it to the house for a touchdown, but have no fear because on this next play, we have someone who does just that.
So what you're going to find is they're in 13 personnel. That means there's one back, that's the one, and then the three tight ends over here. But watch the wash that these guys get. The Oakland Raiders are actually in a fine, like, gap sound technique as far as guys being in the right gaps and all that stuff. They're lined up, aligned perfectly. They end up being in the right gaps. But what happens is the tight ends, all three of them, get great push and leave this corner that's out on an island by himself. And watch the hole that Adrian hits as this play develops.
You talk about a power personnel grouping, right? This has run.
So right there. Absolutely. If you're a defensive player and you see, all right, they're in, you know, 13 personnel, 12 personnel, 22 personnel. Those are all run heavy sets. And they align three guys to one side and they extend those gaps out even further. You know that they're not going to run some sort of counterplay back. Right. They're going to run right there. So it is mano a mano. These guys have to step up. Kyle Rudolph does a great job. Michael does a great job. Ellison does a great job. And again, you see, look at the spacing that the corner has to deal with. And, you know, could he have made a stronger attempt at the tackle? Absolutely. But he also doesn't want Adrian to go outside.
Right.
So he feels this huge gap, which he could have shuffled down with proper leverage. I mean, again, this is all happening so fast that he just stops his feet just a little bit and
bye-bye.
Adrian Peterson, you can't do that.
Let's look at the end zone copy, Ben. From a defensive player's perspective, the offensive formation and the gaps that are assigned to each defensive player.
All right, so if everything was just stopped here with Rudy right here, it'd be A, B, C, and D.
Like a normal...
That's a normal kind of offensive one tight end. Well, they throw in two tight ends, and you've got E, and you've got F now over here. Well, now you have to fill those gaps with other players. Safety in this gap. And the corner is going to fit right here on the outside as well. So from a gap alignment and assignment, they're fine. They're covered. They've got a guy here. This guy, the linebacker, is going to fill in the A gap. These guys end up actually swapping responsibilities, but the end game is the same. There's no gaps. So they do a good job of clogging up the holes in the middle, but this play is designed to take advantage of the corner on the outside, and the Vikings did just exactly what they wanted to. Adrian knows it, and again, takes it with that little bit of wash that those guys have, and that actually hits, you know, right in this area here, and it's a hard play for the corner.
This is a physical mindset, grind it out type of game, set the tempo, it looks like, formation for the Vikings.
Right.
Would you do this against a defense until they show that they can stop it? Like, should the Vikings come out against Green Bay and just do this until they stop this?
You know, I think with the way that Adrian's running and these guys up front, we talked about the inexperience they've had to begin the season. They're playing very well in the run game right now. So why change? You know, Adrian is the leading rusher in the NFL for a good reason. So why not use that to your advantage? Green Bay's been down a little bit. Defense not playing as strong. So yeah, you go 12 personnel, 13 personnel like they've been doing the last few games, and you just pound it. It's kind of the old, you know, stop it, you know, we're going to keep doing this until you stop it.
Yeah.
So I just think you come in with that mentality and you smash mouth.
Some things you can do off of this too as an offense, once you start to establish that, and now you can run some other plays that will take advantage of what the defense does to compensate for this?
Yeah, I mean, you always have your full complement of any sort of boot plays, whether it's, you know, a hide play, you know, any one of these guys, based on who's going to be on or off the line of scrimmage, can be on some sort of boot. You can also come line up and bring these guys off the line of scrimmage a little bit, just on their initial set, and now you can really have a full complement of different routes and stuff like that. So yeah, play action pass is still very much involved with 13 personnel.
Fun to watch. The Vikings defense makes a big play at the end of the game, and the offense is the one that seals a victory with an 80-yard touchdown run, thanks to Ben Lieber for breaking it down.